All right. Welcome back to Blue by 90. I am Justin, joined by Kaylin today. And we also have a special guest on the podcast today, Michael Barrett from the Michigan Wolverines. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. Good to be here. How y'all doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Are you guys, you had a little breather right after the Big Ten championship game, right? So back at it today with some practice and weights.
Yeah, we got the week off after the game, and week to rest and recover, stuff like that. But yeah, we got back after it today. Today was our first day, pretty much, you know, back in the pads, back hitting the weights. So yeah, just ready to get back after it, get back on the field, and go to work.
Now, I saw that you're from Georgia. Did you have a chance to go down back home and see the family and all that?
No, I didn't go home. I was going to, but I had so much stuff with like classes this past week that I just didn't really have the time. So.
Gotcha. And you guys, I remember when we talked to Joel after the bye week, he was like, yeah, it was like you guys never even missed a beat there. You came into practice the next week and it was like the best practice that you guys have had all year. So what was the vibe like today in practice? Because you guys have had so much momentum and just like been rolling for obviously the past how many weeks, you know, and you don't want to stop that momentum. So what'd you guys do to keep that rolling today?
I mean, I just feel like all the guys in there kind of all got the same idea, the same goals. And we all go in there and just, we know whenever we're in there, we're all going to work. Like, we all know exactly what we need to do, exactly, you know, what we need to fix, what we got to get better at. And we just hit it with a sense of urgency. Like, everything we do, we try to hit it with a sense of urgency, try to just get better. So, I mean, I don't think nobody, you know, is satisfied. You know, I think all of us are still hungry. We still got a lot to prove, a lot of doubters, you know, to prove wrong. So, I feel like all of just that hunger and just that, you know, appreciation to just our teammates and everybody who's been here with us. You know, I feel like that's just kind of keeping everybody settled.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like with the 3 week, like how many times, obviously with bowl games in general, you have a long span, but like when you're playing meaningful football so late in the season, but have a 3 week, you know, a layoff there, it's gotta be tough. But obviously, you guys have goals in mind and all that and want to keep this season rolling. So, but man, how was Indy, dude? I was there. It was an incredible environment there. And just like, I mean, it was unbelievable to watch you guys hoist that trophy and all that. And did that feel like it was like just a lifetime all coming together, you know, in one evening?
I mean, yeah, it felt great, you know, saying go out there and just achieve the goals that we've been talking about, you know, since way back when. So, yeah, it felt great. It actually didn't even hit me that hard. Honestly, I felt like we had been talking about what we're going to do and just like just the talking of it. And just I feel like we manifested really. Like, I feel like, you know, we had talked it into existence. So, like, really, like at the time, it didn't even hit me really. Like, I was just kind of sitting there like, wow, yep, here it is.
Were you still kind of like floating off that high from beating Ohio State going into that game? Was there any of that kind of feeling?
I mean, not really. I feel like after that week, got all our celebrations in, I feel like we was on to the next one, you know, on to the Big Ten championship. I feel like, you know, that game was huge for a lot of people. But I feel like we still had goals. We still had stuff that we wanted to achieve. So we just kind of crossed that off the list, and we'll celebrate, you know, after the season whenever we get those rings and, you know, finally can talk back on it.
And so, I mean, you've obviously got to have energy in the in these practices and all that stuff to keep things rolling. But you know, we've actually jokingly talked about energy on here like all season long, because it's like what everybody has to say about this team, right? Is, oh, they've got new energy, the culture, all that stuff. But you know, describe what it feels like. You've been here, you know, you're a senior now. Describe what this team feels like and how different it actually does feel compared to even when you were, you know, a part of the 2018 team and 2019 teams where you did win some games and some big games back then. You know, we don't even like to discuss the 2020 season really, because there's some bad taste there. Right. But, you know, obviously that energy has been real. You know, everyone has talked about like, oh, they can talk it, they can do it, but is it going to mean it? Is it going to mean anything to win them some games? Well, now you're sitting here with a win over Ohio State with the Big Ten championship. What has that meant to you all season?
It feels like, just looking at it, it feels like you're just achieving goals with like your brothers, really. Like that's really how it feels. I feel like all of us are just so close as a team, like as a whole. Like I feel like before, like we had great teams, but I feel like we just kind of missed just that bond from, you know, offense and defense, or just, you know, wherever. I feel like just this team, like just overall, all of us are really close to each other. Like we really play for each other, and you can really see, you know, just by how we play, just the energy we bring on a day to day, you know, just and even in practice or just with workouts or whatever. Like we just kind of keep bringing that energy, bringing those good vibes, and just, yeah, just playing football together.
The energy, it really is, like, I know we always talk about it, but like it really is pretty amazing, because I'm watching on TV and like I'm having fun watching. I can only imagine how much fun you guys are having, like, playing, right?
Yeah,
and like,
I mean,
I'm like,
yeah, like that's kind of like the difference. Like a lot of people keep saying that, but like, just I feel like us, with all like the new coaches coming in and just all the, like, we had some new guys, new assistant coaches. And I feel like they just really let us be us and just really, you know, let us have fun with the game. And just, you know, I feel like you play your best football having fun with it. Like, so all of us just go out there every day, try to make the best of any situation, you know, always look to, you know, I don't even know what I was about to say, but yeah, just look. To make the best out of the situation, man, just try to have fun. Like, we out there, so like, why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's been very apparent that you guys do have fun, whether it be jumping up and down on the sideline, you know, or the whole pump it up thing has been, you know, just unbelievable too. And you know, it's even Coach Harbaugh, like, he looks like he's having fun with football again, where I honestly don't. Like, at the end of last year, like, he didn't look like he was having any fun. And obviously losing isn't any fun for anybody, but it felt like he was not, you know, fully there. So it's just cool to see from the top down, you know, it's been instilled there, and there has been that, like, fun aspect to everything. And so, you know, a lot of people are talking about Aiden Hutchinson, right, as this big senior leader. He was just in the Heisman Trophy ceremony, all that stuff. He deserves, you know, just about everything that he's getting and more. But you're also one of these senior leaders too. You, Josh Ross, Brad Hawkins, you know, what has it been like from you? What have you guys been doing or focusing on as seniors to make sure everybody is like on this train? Hey, we are together. We are, you know, we are confident that we can go beat Ohio State. We can go win a Big Ten title. You know, what have you guys done behind the scenes to make sure that everybody, you know, from the sixth year senior Andrew Bastardas to Donovan Edwards and JJ McCarthy, who are there in their first year?
Yeah, I mean, we just try not to leave nobody out. Like, we try to bring every man with us, try to bring every man on the bus with us. So, like, whatever we're doing, like, whether it be, like, extra film, extra, you know, field work, like, we try to get the whole group together. So, like, our front seven to meet one day, then the back seven to meet, like, just as a whole group, like, without the coaches, just player-wise, like, all of us kind of just make our own meetings or make our own walkthroughs. It's kind of like, you know, they say, whenever the players are the leaders on the team instead of the coaches, that's a championship team. So we kind of took that, you know, personally, and we kind of really made it to where all of the players kind of lead each other. And we all kind of – we all know we have each other back. And we said, like, no matter who you are, you can lead. No matter if you're a freshman just walking in or walk on or whatever, like, you can leave. You see me doing on some BS, like, call me out on it, you know. So we just making sure everybody comes along with it, making sure everybody – nobody, we leave no man behind. No man gets left behind. So,
Is there a guy on the team who's maybe been maybe like a quiet leader who maybe we all haven't seen maybe on TV as much, but the guys on the team are like, dude, that guy, you know, maybe give him some time. He's going to really be a guy in the future.
I mean, JJ, Donovan, all of the young guys, those guys going to be like some guys to look out for. Definitely. There'll be some great leaders one day, especially on this team. Yeah, that freshman class, they're full of, you know, a lot of vocal guys, a lot of young leaders, really. So, yeah, I could just say that just pretty much that whole freshman class.
Yeah, and what about the guys in your linebacker room, too? You've got some young guys in Nakai Hill Green and Junior Colson as well who have stepped up to the plate, too. And so, you know, for you guys that – you've got a couple vets, some old hats in the room, right? And then some young guys, and you've all been able to contribute, you know, at big times this year. So what's that been like in your guys' room where, you know, it's everybody, it feels like everybody's going to, you know, have their moment and piece it together instead of like, you know, it's these one or two people that are really leading the charge.
Yeah, right. It's just not being – just not being mad at another man's success. You know, we always up in our teammates. We're always hoping, teaching them, like, whatever. Like, we're always learning together, just trying to make sure we're all in the best position to succeed, really. So we're all, like, pretty much all of us came in and we all started learning the defense around the same time. So we all just were kind of helping each other learn and just always uplifting each other, whether they be at practice. Like, we're giving – side, you know, help with it like a coach would do. So we're all just coaching each other up and just, you know, it's fun, you know, having new people in the room, the young guys, the, you know, that you could just tell they're just learning just by watching. So it's nice not being the young one instead and being the vet.
Now they have to listen to you, right?
Right.
Yeah. Do you play that card ever with the young guys? You're like, hey, hold on, me and Josh have been here a minute. You need to respect your elders.
Already, yeah. Especially with Lil Junior, man. He he talked the most trash, but he like the youngest one in the whole building. I think he's like, I think he just turned 18 or just turned.
Oh,
like,
shit, really?
He always try to test me, so I always have to put him in his.
Oh man. Oh, that's funny. And you guys, you mentioned, you know, you're all learning that defense together as well. And so what was that transition like going from Coach Brown to Coach McDonald? Obviously, you know, Coach McDonald's had you guys as a defense, but him, you know, specifically coming in have had so much success this year. But it had to have been quite the overhaul, specifically for you, you know, position change somewhat, like the scheme, you know, it was very different under Coach Brown versus Coach Mack for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to down the scheme, but it was just, I feel like it was more simple. And just we had, once we got the new defense in, I feel like we always just so eager to learn, eager for something different. And we all kind of locked in, bought into it. And just, you know, really focused all on learning the defense, learning what we have to do, the communications, you know, alignment, assignment, the techniques for it. And I mean, yeah, like it was fun, really, to just learn, to have something different. You see it working. Like, we was out there practicing with the offense, just kind of just seeing, knowing the defense and just going out there flying around. It was hard. It was difficult, you know, at the beginning just because it's a whole new scheme. But you know, once we got going, once we got, like, you know, set the foundation for it, it became easier.
Now, going from, like, Don Brown's defense, where you were kind of in that Viper position, to going to Coach Mack's defense now, I mean, did you have any strong feelings one way or the other where you were kind of in this specialist kind of position towards now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love the Viper. It's it got a cool name, you know what I'm saying?
That was the best part about it, is you sounded sweet when you were playing.
Yeah. Everybody was, yeah, what position you play? I play Viper. And everybody, So yeah, paying for it. And it's just it lets you just go around and fly around. So it'll be missed, but I feel like just with the defense we're in now, it still allows me to basically do kind of the same things I was doing, whether I'm at like big nickel or like the dime, Mike or whatever on third down. So like I'm still able to use my versatility, still able to find my way on the field somehow. So either way.
And you hesitated a little bit when you were first talking about Coach Brown's defense a little bit. And we're not talking bad about anybody down here, right? But like, did you feel like at times in the past it was like predictable a little bit, and you guys almost like you didn't try to disguise anything? It was just like, all right, we're gonna line up in this and try to beat somebody. Whereas now it's like it seems like it's much more complicated for an offense to know what you guys are doing on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, I feel like just last year we were on the defensive a lot. Like I feel like offenses kind of knew exactly what we were in, what we were doing, and like we just couldn't do anything about it. Like we would, like it was some plays or some games I knew exactly where the ball was about to go, but I couldn't do anything about it, or like it was just set up like that. But I feel like just now, like we're playing the game with the offense, like we're disguising, we're doing all these showing these different looks and stuff like that. So I feel like we're more on the offensive side to where, we're attacking them, or they're on more of the defensive side, if that makes sense.
Aggressiveness, right? It definitely, like, it's Don Brown was like Dr. Blitz, right? That's what they called him, right? So it kind of on the forefront seemed like it was aggressive, but Coach McDonald still very, like, very aggressive. It's just not one or two guys blitzing on every play, right? It's in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we could basically do the same blitz, but in a whole different like look. And I just feel like that's just something we didn't have last year. Like it was kind of, like you say, predictable. So just having these different looks and different, shells, we call it. But yeah, just showing these different looks and just being able to change it up, mid-play is just an advantage.
When Coach Mack came in and he was kind of installing his defensive philosophy, I'm sure you guys watched a lot of film and things like that. Did you watch a lot of like Ravens, or what was something kind of cool that he maybe was trying to show you?
Yeah. We just pretty much just watched a lot of the Ravens film. just for like their base stuff, just to, basically to teach it to us, just the simple schemes of it. If it sounded like gibberish at first when they first brought it in, though, but watching them do it and he kind of teaching us the whys behind it, it kind of clicked better.
Makes sense.
Now, is he showing you like old Ravens, like Ray Lewis or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much been everything. Like, just I guess it was the Ravens from when Coach Mack was there, and yeah, it was old Ravens, old like Bears, and just a lot of teams in the defense. I mean teams in the league's defense. But yeah, for the most part, it was a lot of Ravens when we first got into it.
And so Coach Hilo was brand new, for you guys too. And so as him being your position coach, everyone was talking about, oh, there's all these young guys, right? All these young new coaches that are coming in. So what's Coach Hilo been like? Is he one of the guys, or is he, has he been able to separate himself, even though he's not too much older than you guys?
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of in the middle, he's got that respect of a coach, but he's always going to be there. He's always talking to you, let you know, that he was in our same shoes not too long ago. So, he's always letting us know. I guess he kind of is one of the guys.
That's fun. That's cool. And so, all right, before we ask you some more questions, I want to give you the chance to plug all your stuff. You know, we've seen you on the socials trying to get some NIL deals, right? You trying to get that bag a little bit. So, plug whatever you need to here with, like, what, if you want people to follow you on social media or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody can go follow me on Instagram with Mike.mb1, Twitter, Mike Barrett underscore MB, MB, MB1, I think.
All right, we'll double check that first, but yeah.
MB1. And yeah, all my DMs are open for all NIL deals, for anything like that. So, yeah.
We need to get you a It's Just Wings. That seems to be the big one.
Yeah.
My roommate actually got that. So it's funny that my roommate, I think Brad had got it. It was all giving out little cards in the locker room.
Yeah. Who do you live with?
The twins. The green twins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. We got to get you something here. We'll put it out to the listeners. See if anybody wants to slide in the DMs and give you a deal here. But so we've got to ask. You probably aren't aware of this, but we kind of started the Pump It Up movement with Joel Hunnigfer. This was back in what, like the first week, September, like it was like after your guys' first game and they played it. And we were like, that's got to be the touchdown song. And then we just kept harping on it. And then all of a sudden against Ohio State, they're playing it six different times, just going crazy. So are you a fan of Pump It Up, even though you're on the defensive side, but do you still get hyped to that on the sideline?
I mean, what's crazy, what people really don't know is how that came about is so whenever the coaches had kind of just got there, we were kind of doing like our summer conditioning and whatnot. And so the defense had like a lift and we were all in there just kind of rolling our bodies out and stuff like that. It was just kind of like a recovery day. And so then they sent all the defense in the we got like a big cold pool. And so all of us was kind of just standing around the pool. And so they told all of us to jump in. So all of us had to stand in their pool and all the coaches was up like standing above us. And he made us like dunk under. And so when we dunked, like when we came back up, they was playing Pump It Up. And that was the first time like anybody ever even heard the song. Like this was before like it became like a thing. And so Pump It Up came on and all the coaches jumped in the cold tub and everybody jumped there. Everybody was jumping, yelling, like throwing water. And so we was in there like a good 10 minutes just going crazy. So it was like after that, like that song became like we started playing it at practices and in the weight room. So that became just like one of our little things.
That's awesome. Oh my God. I see Joel didn't tell it. He's on the offense. So he didn't tell us that story. So
like, that's really where it started in. Like
he's trying to take all credit, man.
Joel said that he chose the song.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He played it.
Oh, I'm telling you, but it was crazy. That was probably the day that you could really tell the culture changed in there. Just, you know, just the happiness on everybody's face, how energized everybody was, is how, you know, together we were in that moment and just going crazy to that song. I feel like that's everybody fell in love with it at that moment. So every time we heard it, everybody just goes crazy. So
nothing like just a bunch of dudes in the tub, you know, to get you guys going.
Right.
that'll be a headline somewhere. If you guys like win the national championship, it's like this is where it started.
Came from all the guys in the tub together.
Oh man, that's funny. Well, yeah, you can go buy a Pump It Up shirt on the on the Blue by 90 shop. So go grab it here. I'm getting my merch. I'm coming down to Miami too for the game. So so we'll have to link up there as well. So yeah, now I mean, you guys are obviously in prep mode for Georgia for this college football playoff. You know, is there any like talk about like, oh, it's the SEC now. We're playing, you know, this is we're, you know, this is not the Big Ten anymore. This is, you know, what a lot of people down south would call big boy ball, right? And you're from Georgia yourself. So is there any talk about that? Like, all right, we got to go play the dogs now?
I mean, not really. I feel like we're not really too much worried about what our opponent, all our opponents are nameless, faceless opponents. And we more worried about what we do, what we can get better at, whatever, you know, we can fix. So whenever it's not the dogs or whenever it's not Ohio State, you know, we still can go out there and execute at a high level. So, I mean, it's known, you know what I'm saying? It's known, but nobody really cares, really. Or I can say, like, nobody really – we're not making it too big as it is. Like, all those guys breathe the same air as us. They bleed the same way we do. So, like, let's strap it up and see who better, basically.
I like that.
Is there anything special about this game for you as being someone from Georgia? Like, do you happen to know any guys on the team, or are there some bragging rights that you can have?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up hating Georgia, actually. I grew up as a Florida fan. So, yeah, I know a lot of Georgia fans growing up, a lot of people that went to my school or that goes to Georgia now. So, yeah, it's a lot on the line, especially going back down south. Going back home, I already know a lot of people going to have a lot to say. So,
oh yeah, I mean, this one is a little more personal for you. Then I like that. You need a little more edge to it then sometimes. But yeah, and you know, looking back on the last couple weeks too, I mean, so we tried to ask Joel when we had him on right after the Ohio State game, like, what was the locker room like after that game? And he goes, he didn't know because he couldn't make it back into the locker room after the field storming. So did you make it back into the locker room after Ohio State? And what was the locker room like there?
I mean, yeah, I made it back. It took me a minute, though, because, like, I hit zero. Like, I didn't, you know, go in the middle of the field. I kind of stayed by the bleachers or the benches. And so I was just kind of standing there. Then I took a look, and, like, the whole field is just covered. And I'm like, I don't even know where to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't even see the tunnel. Like, I don't even know, like, which direction is which. And so I ended up finding one of my roommates, and we just was walking around together, and we ended up making it back through. It was, you know, the energy in there was just crazy. I mean, it wasn't too crazy because, like, half of the team were still, you know, trying to find it. I think we had done everything. We broke it down. Coach had said his speech, and Coach Mack had just got in the locker room. He like, yeah, I'm just getting in here. So, like, yeah, it was a lot of guys just kind of trickling in. But it was just a lot of happiness, man. It was a lot of people who's been, you know, we've been preaching that since we got here. We've been waiting on it. And so it's a thing of beauty to see, really.
And the celebration after the Big Ten championship too. I mean, you guys are the confetti falls. That was like just – I was there as well. And even sitting in the stands, like, it was a surreal feeling that, like, holy shit, like, that would – that's it, you know. That's something that this program has been striving for, not only since you've been here, but a long time, you know, previous to that and, you know, since the last one happened. So – to get number 43 for Coach Harbaugh to be able to hold that trophy, you know, it just felt like you guys were all just like so happy in that moment, especially for Coach. And so, you know, what has it been like to watch Coach over your 4 years here and, you know, watch you guys maybe, you know, fall short at times when you thought you could get there, where you were so close, and now watching him hold that trophy up and be in, that had to have been like the happiest he's ever been. I looking at the smile on his face.
Oh yeah, man. It's just being with Coach Harbaugh these 4 years, man, just seeing all the stuff he goes through just, you know, on a day-to-day basis. It just felt so great to be able to see him hold that trophy, man. Because like, we all know it's bigger than us. You know, we all know that this game bigger than us is really for the people who came before us, all our fans, stuff like that. So just, you know, knowing he was here, a part of Michigan, he's always wanted to – he hadn't had a Big Ten title, so he always talked about it. That's always one of the first things he'll say when he meets somebody or when he's recruiting, like, you trying to come win a Big Ten championship. So, I mean, just to finally turn that into reality for him, man, is just surreal. And just for everybody, man, it's a lot of guys just a part of this program that just put in their blood, sweat, and tears for it. And it's just it's unbelievable, really, to just see the looks on everybody's faces, just that pure joy and emotion. It's surreal. I have my head hurting, man. I'm out there screaming, running around.
Was that your favorite moment of the year? Was Ohio State, or was I mean, even outside of those two, it feels like there was like big, like very big moments that in this season, you know, you go back to Penn State, Nebraska, like there was like just these moments throughout the year where it's like, that's going to be the season dividing moment. And then the next game, there's another one, you know. Did you have a feeling at any of those, like during any of those moments where like, holy shit, like we're like, you know, this is something that we're really building right now?
Yeah. Really the moment that really showed me, you know what I'm saying, how this team was after the loss against Ohio State. I mean, against Michigan State. Like that, like it was a lot of guys who, you know, hadn't lost or hadn't played them guys for real, or just, you know, they were new to it. So a lot of the coaches and stuff like that. So we wanted to just see how everybody was going to come off a loss or just come off of something like that, just see how we would move forward. Cause like just in the past, like you could just tell the difference. But like that next Monday we came in and we did the exact same thing we've been doing this the past like 10 Mondays, you know? So we just all went back to work. We went on to the next one and had one of our best practices really that next Monday or that next Tuesday. So that really was like one of the defining moments for me that just showed me like, yeah, this team different. Like we been, but we don't break for real. So.
And Aiden, actually, I think he said it in an interview a little bit ago that he doesn't think that you guys go on to beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten if you don't lose that game. You know, did you feel like that was like just the fire that you needed to like, hey, we don't like that feeling of walking off that field, you know, with a loss. And did that spark anything for you guys?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was a lot of guys who just weren't. They didn't lose, like we were undefeated up to that point. So there's a lot of guys who just didn't have that. You know, I feel like guys maybe could have gotten too complacent, could have got too big-headed about it. So I feel like that kind of just settled everybody down and kind of brought all us back to earth. And so that really put us in the mindset of, like, let's go do it. Like, let's go get it. Like, it's not going to be given to us at all on any Saturday. So let's just go take it. So I feel like that kind of just settled all of us down, kind of gave us that little, you know, that little check to just make sure you on your P's and Q's.
It's definitely been like a really exciting year for you guys, and even an exciting year like college football all over the country. It seems like people are just glad to be able to go to a big college football game again, right, in 2021. But I feel like you guys have played in some great environments like all year. Can you tell us just from like a player perspective, playing like at Nebraska at night, you know, obviously Ohio State, there's just been some really great environments you guys have played in this year.
Yeah, man. Like just thinking back, the Washington game was probably that was a crazy game. One of the greatest experiences in the Big House other than O State. Got Nebraska, you got Penn State, Wisconsin. All of those games, like, I feel like we try not to let the environment, you know, determine how we're going to come out and play. Like, whenever we're away or something, like, we kind of want to keep that same energy that we bring. So, regardless of if their fans going crazy, like, we'll go crazy with them. That's just kind of how we thinking. Like we're gonna keep the energy rolling no matter if we were losing to Nebraska whenever they started like doing their little fourth quarter, like turning the lights off and stuff. But we still were like, we gotta keep the energy up, we gotta keep this going. So we were over there dancing with them. So I just feel like just the environments are crazy. Like, but we just try not to let it get to us. Like, probably the best environment. I mean, I don't think nothing could top Old State, honestly. That game probably was picture perfect. Every facet of the game, really. What else? Yeah, that and Washington, probably one of the best home games I've been a part of since I've been here. Just the environment of it all.
Well, it almost feels like it's not even that you guys don't let it affect you. It almost feels like you, like, feed on it, right? That you're, like, it almost – you start playing better when the environment gets more intense, which is, like, exactly what you want.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's kind of – I think it started with Wisconsin, I think we all knew they had the little jump around song. So it was like, man, they play that, we're going to turn up to it. That's going to be our song for the day. And so we basically took that with us everywhere we went. So whenever their crowd is doing something, we feel like that's for us. And we just try to use that energy for us and try to build off of it. So, I mean, it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy, but it's fun.
Yeah. Thinking about the guys that you have on this team too, you know, it's a really wide variety of guys that you have, you know, from those young guys that are contributing to these senior leaders. And, you know, I'm thinking about, like, you know, Aiden Hutchinson is obviously getting, I already said it, he's, you know, getting a ton of attention right now. You know, what has it been like to play alongside him and watch him grow into this guy that's, like, on the freaking Heisman Trophy ceremony? Would you ever have thought that was possible? I mean, he's not, like, this flashy guy, you know, but here he is in New York City.
Yeah, man. I mean, just the kind of worker he is, though, is not hard. Like, I wouldn't doubt it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the work ethic he has, is the kind of person he is. Like, he damn near could run for president one day. Like, he's just that kind of dude, you know. He's, like, he can fit into any, you know, situation. He can fit into any crowd, and everybody will love him. Just, you know, just his personality. But, I mean, he's a freak athlete. Like,
you ain't joking.
Yeah, him and David on the edges, it's just – it's really – a blessing to play linebacker when you got those two.
Yeah. you get to clean up when they, like, they rarely miss, but when they do, you know, they've put them off track enough that you get to clean up the scraps there. So that's nice.
Right.
And I mean, off the field too, I mean, you kind of just described it too, but, like, what are these guys, like Brad Hawkins, you know, Josh Ross, yourself too, and Aiden, you know, we see the coach speak a lot, right? And, like, Aiden, the passion that he has, like, I'm just like, when he is in that mindset, I'm like, I would not want to be across from him, you know? But, like, when you guys are behind the scenes, like, how do you guys lighten up? How is it fun too? Because I feel like you've got to have that balance where you can't just be, like, in psycho mode like Aiden is a lot all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we don't really get off of joke time until, like, we hit the field. Like, up until we put the pass on, like, I feel like everybody in there is trying to be a comedian, is a goofball. Everybody in there always laughing, screaming, yelling. Like, anytime you're in the locker, you're like, bro, what? Like, what is going on? Like, it's always like with somebody. So we all in there just try to have fun together, just enjoying each other's time and just, you know, bonding, stuff like that. Just those bonds, just being able to, because that's really, other than whenever we out there hitting each other, like just sitting in the locker room or walking around the facility, really the only time we really all can bond and just kind of relax other than outside of the place. But yeah, like up until I say when we put our shoulder pad helmets on, that's everybody really, even while we're putting our shoulder pads on, everybody in there like goofball. So it's just,
yeah. Who's an actual comedian? Like who could be a guy that does stand up or something? And then who's somebody who thinks that they're a comedian, but they're actually just, they're corny.
Probably one of the twins could definitely be a comedian. They're just goofy, man. Just almost every part of their mouth is just is goofy. Who think they're a comedian? It's a couple names, man.
Go ahead. Come on, you can't leave us out now.
It's a lot of funny guys on the team, though, man. It's a lot of people that, like, literally have you in there dying all day, like, just from random stuff that they just blurt out their mouths. But, I don't know, man. I can't think of nobody who think they're funny, but they're not. I think we got some pretty funny people on the team.
All right. We'll have to see. You guys, you know, it's bowl season now. You might have to do some, you know, when you guys go on those trips, you always have like little things you guys got to do. So I hope
they pull somebody up for stand up or something. That would be fun.
Yeah. Do you have any special talents yourself, or, you know, what do you got? If they pull you up on stage, what would you be, what can you pull off like in a split second?
I don't even know. I don't even think I have a talent for real in football.
You just play football.
Well, I can make my eyes go back and forth like this faster than anybody I've ever seen. That's about it. That's probably it.
Hold on. Let's see.
Like, I've never seen anybody else be able to do that, and that's been normal to me. Like, everybody's like, how you do it? I'm like, what? Like, you can't do that?
that was wild. If you're just listening to the podcast, head over to the YouTube channel on Amazing Brew and check it out, because that was something.
You'll see Mike's eyes just spiral back
and forth. That looks painful to me. I'd be like, I'd have a headache after that. Oh man. All right, man. Well, Kaylin, did you have anything else that you wanted to ask Mike before we let him go?
No, I think that's it for me.
Cool. Well, go follow Mike. Did you figure out what your Twitter is yet, or are we still guessing?
Let me go quickly.
All right. Go check out what it is here, but make sure you follow Mike out there. You know, you can follow us as well on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at BlueBy90 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And then we're on the Amazing Brew YouTube channel. Mike, go ahead. What do you got for us?
Yeah. So you can follow me on Twitter, MikeBarrett_MB1, or on Instagram, Mike.MB1.
All right, there you go. Go give him some love. He needs some new followers. And if you've got a business out there or anything that you want to plug, Mike will be the guy. Slide in his DMs there too. So we need to get this guy some cash as well. So there you have it. Hey man, good luck in the Orange Bowl, right? Yeah, I just keep saying college football playoff, but I forget that it's an actual bowl game. But hey, good luck against them. We need some bragging rights over the boys back in Georgia, right? So go get them.
Definitely. All right, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all having me on here.
No problem. Well, we'll have you on again hopefully at some point too, but yeah, thank you all for listening, and go blue.